So we've a continuing series of messages on the subject of finding happiness, that I think all of us want to be happy. All of us are in pursuit of that in one way or another, but I think we sometimes realize that we might be pursuing it, but a lot of times we're not finding it. And we want to ask, okay, why not? And as we've looked at already, sometimes the things that we assumed would bring us happiness haven't. And when that happens, then we also have to think, well, maybe the things that I assumed would not bring me happiness will. And so we've been diving into God's Word, primarily the Proverbs, and we see that God doesn't make it this big guessing game where we have to be some kind of theologian with a big knowledge of Hebrew and Greek and everything else to be able to decipher what the secret is to happiness. We actually find he lays it out fairly plain. And so we want to look at that. We've looked at a couple of thoughts of that already. We look first at finding happiness and wisdom. That when we find direction in life, principles that can guide our life, that keeps us on the right path, keeps us from a lot of trouble. And so we can be very happy, just as we realize, boy, the terrible things that we ended up missing because we followed after wisdom. And then last week we looked at the idea of finding wisdom and mercy, that when we are merciful to others, we find happiness. That sometimes we can be tempted to be cruel and uncaring, and we're not showing kindness to others as we should, and we might find a little bit of sadistic glee in that for a moment, but we're really not going to be happy. And it's the thing is when we're merciful to others, God's merciful to us. And so we want to learn that. But we see this is Proverbs 16 and verse number 20. It says, "He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he." And so that's what we want to consider this evening, that we find happiness not simply in wisdom and mercy, but also we can find happiness in faith. And for many today, faith is something that is scoffed at, that a person has a tendency, or some may have a tendency to think, well, if you have to have faith in this invisible being to kind of get you through your day, then there's something wrong with you, that there's a weakness, that you should be able to stand on your own two feet, that a lot of people even have this thought that this was sort of this whole belief in God is something that we long should have evolved out of as people, that was a crutch we had when we were primitive cave dwellers kind of thing, but now we're much more enlightened and we don't have to do that. And of course, all that thinking is we recognize, not that of wisdom, not that of humility. And it's an unfortunate line of thought that many have. But we really want to understand, when we think of faith, when we think of trust in that way, that really, if you were to define trust, it's the idea of having confidence or reliance on someone or something, right? That you figure that you can trust this person, trust this resource or whatever it might be, that if you chips are down and you're in trouble, this will be kind of your backup and you'll be okay. And when we really understand it in that way, that all of us operate based on faith and trust in life. And really, it's a question of what do we put our faith and trust in. And we can put it in any number of things and be confident in that. But we have to actually question, is this, because you can have tremendous faith, but if it's in the wrong thing, it's not going to do you any good. And we have to recognize that. And especially with this, in the idea of, okay, if we're going to put our faith and trust in this person or in this thing, is that going to lead me to happiness? And so we want to question that. And so there are plenty of things that we can identify that we choose to put our trust in, they are what we have confidence in, they are what we tend to rely upon for strength, for guidance, for what we need to get us through difficult times. And the first we can recognize is that we rely upon is our own heart. And we see the warning that is given in Proverbs chapter 28. And it's, let's see, 28 verse 26. Yeah, it says, "He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered." And it's kind of interesting. I've been to many different graduation ceremonies, and a recurring piece of advice you so often hear repeated to these young people that are soon going to be stepping into adulthood, embarking on the path in life. And so often you hear someone say, well, just follow your heart. And really, when you think about that, especially biblically, that's probably one of the worst pieces of advice you could ever give a young person. Why is that? We see in Jeremiah 17, verse 9, that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? That sometimes our heart pursues after things and desires things that are not in our best interest. And we can be put ourselves on a very self-destructive path if we're trying to please ourselves. That a lot of times we find that we, what we assume would make us happy, we find it doesn't. And it's more of a heart issue that we need to deal with. And so we don't want to trust in our own heart as well. We want to understand we don't want to trust in our own flesh. That we see that Paul talked about Philippians chapter 3 and verse 3, that he says that we have no confidence in the flesh. And he talked about it there specifically in kind of the idea of his identity, his status as a person, his reputation. And he said that that's not something, he learned not to have confidence in that anymore. And that's sometimes what we think, is that we look to ourselves. We think we have our own wisdom, our own know-how, our own strength, that we're going to be able to make it through. But we always get to a point where we come to the end of ourselves, and where we get in a situation where we don't know what to do, where we get to a point where we're worn out, we don't have any more strength to continue, whether it might be physically or emotionally. And it's in those moments where we come to that end of ourselves that we find, okay, this was not wise for me to do, to trust in myself. But we see as well that sometimes we look to other people, that we think that we will be able to rely upon them in difficulty. But we see what is said in Jeremiah 17, verses 5 and 6. It says, "Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabit it." That so often it can be that, where we think we can rely upon someone, and then we find when the chips are down that they're not there to help us. We recognize too that sometimes in this that we might look outside of ourselves, but we're looking around, and sometimes what we can do is we can put our trust and confidence in our government, that's even to realize how it doesn't make a lot of sense that we can trust politicians. It's like, no, that doesn't really make any sense at all, right? And we see Psalm 118, verses 8 and 9, it says, it's better to put trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. And that's the thing, is that sometimes we can have this idea, well, the government will be there to always bail me out. But we want to realize that's not always true. They might do what they would try to do, but sometimes it's sort of, if you're not in the proper voting block, then it's not, you ask more than they feel that they can give. And so it just doesn't necessarily happen. But sometimes we don't look to people necessarily or to ourselves. Sometimes we look to other things. Sometimes we look to riches. We think that, okay, if I have enough money saved up, if I have a good job, if I have my financial affairs in a strong place, then I can weather any storm. And we see Proverbs 11 and verse number 28, where it says, he that trusteth in his riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch. And so we want to understand that if we trust in our riches, it's not going to end well for us. We see what Paul counseled Timothy, 1 Timothy 6 and verse 17, he says, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. And so, riches are uncertain, and I think certainly during this time dealing with the coronavirus and the different steps that have had to be taken, that people had jobs that they counted on that aren't there anymore. People had just different expectations of income that suddenly dissolved overnight. And many have been struggling to try to find ways to do that. Maybe they have a bit of savings and they figure, well, whether this storm, it's not going to last this long. But of course, we've been at this whole thing with the coronavirus for since March, and so it's been a lot longer than we expect. And so there's an uncertainty to riches, and many times you can have that where a person can invest in the stock market and think they're rich, but then there could be a collapse and they could lose it all overnight. Sometimes it can be with governments. I think one of the most recent examples is Venezuela, where the economy can be so horribly mismanaged that it gets to a point where there's just not any there's not enough funds to be able to pay for what you need, and there's a shortage of what you need, and so it can be very disastrous in that way. And so we realize that with all these things of trusting in ourselves, trusting in others, trusting in our government, trusting in riches, that's not going to end well for us. We see what it says, Proverbs 25:19. It says, confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. And it's the thing, is that you really kind of think of that, of how if you had a broken tooth where you think it's good, but just in the moment that you clamp down, it's the pain that it gives, right? Or a foot out of joint where you walk along and suddenly you lose your footing and you stumble and fall. And I think we can think of it this way. Just try to like imagine the feeling that you have, and maybe this has been something you've specifically experienced, where you've placed your trust in someone or something that has proven to be untrustworthy. that you assumed someone or something was going to be reliable, but yet in that time where you needed it the most to be there, you needed that person the most to be there, they weren't there for you. Think of it in this way, that say if you were to have a vehicle that you thought, okay, this is a reliable vehicle, this is going to get me from A to B, I will get there on time without any trouble, but then all of a sudden something's not working and you end up stranded by the side of the road, right? Or say that you might be walking and you see that, say, like a bridge or something, a structure that goes across a ravine, or say a set of scaffolding that you need to do, get up to work on something, and you assume that it's sturdy, you assume that it will support your weight, but then you get up on it and it collapses under you, right? That, just that feeling that we could have, or say if you have someone that, say you needed them to, say you had to, something came up, you had to be somewhere else, and you need someone to fill in for you, and they said you would, that you did for them in the past, they'll do it for you, but then what happens, the time comes and they're not there, they didn't show up, and they give a lame excuse why they didn't. And so you're stuck in a lurch. You just think of the feeling that you have in those moments where you're in a place where, say if you're stranded by an unreliable vehicle, that you're in a place all alone and it's like, how am I going to get out of this situation? Say if you're in a structure and it collapses, just the hurt that can cause. And that's something we can think of, structure in our life. It could be something physical, but sometimes it can be an emotional structure we have. Sometimes when we're struggling with something, we hope to have emotional support and someone's not there for us, right? When that happens, what do we experience? We experience fear, we experience pain, experience regret, that we just wished we would have chosen better on who we put our trust in. We can get to a place of despair. And certainly in all of that, when we find we put our trust in the wrong thing, we're not going to be happy. It's going to be a place of real misery that we wish we could get ourselves out of. And so that's what we have to see. Okay, we got to put our faith and trust in something or someone. And so if we want to find this rest, this place of real happiness in life, we want to make sure that we've put our trust in the right thing, in the right one. And that's why we see this verse where it says, "Whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he." And in the time we have remaining, I just want to share a few different verses where it just really speaks of what we have when we trust in the Lord. Psalm 34 in verse number 8. It says, "O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." And so we want to understand that when we put our trust in the Lord, we are blessed, that we experience great blessings as a result of putting our faith in God. We see in Psalm 125 and verse number 1, the statement is made, "They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever." That's the thought, that when we have our trust in the Lord, we have stability in our life. That you think of it with Mount Zion, with Jerusalem, that there were certainly many different times in its history that it was attacked, but yet you think of it, there's many different cities in history that were great cities at one point. I think of one example being Nineveh, that it was this tremendous city, but when it was conquered, it was actually destroyed to rubble, and the sands of that area kind of swept over the ruins of it. And so it wasn't until just a century or two ago that they actually found it, that it had been lost to history. They didn't know where it had gotten to. But yet Jerusalem remains. And so it's kind of that idea that we can have that stability when we trust the Lord. That it doesn't mean that we're never going to be attacked, that we're never going to deal with adversity, but we can know that God is with us. And we see in verse 2, as the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever. And so we know that, that we have that stability that he gives. Now we see Psalm 115 and verse number 9, where it says, O Israel, trust thou in the Lord, he is their help and their shield. And that's the thing, when we trust in him, that that's what he is to us. When we're in trouble, we're struggling, he is a help to us. And when we are under our attack, he is our protector, he is our shield. That he steps in the way between us to keep us from harm, to defend us. And so we can be very thankful for that. We see as well, Proverbs 29 and verse number 25. Where it says, the fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. And that's the thing, is that, really we think of that God, is referred to by David as his hiding place. That it's, that we can go to him when we're under attack, that we can hide in the shadow of his wings, that we have protection in him. That is what he provides to us, that though we may face different challenges, different attacks by others, that he calls us to come to him and really allow him to deal with so much of these problems while we stay safely sheltered within him. And that brings us to Isaiah chapter 26. And I think this is a valuable verse to memorize and meditate on. Day 26 verse 3, it says, Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. And so it's a thing that when we put our trust in the Lord, when we can really look at it, that, okay, that, that I am one person alone facing the world, that I have all these different problems, I have these different adversaries, things that seem to overwhelm me. But we realize I have a God that is much bigger than me, much bigger than any adversary I have, much bigger than this world, much bigger than any problem I could face. And so I don't have to be afraid. I don't have to be full of anxiety. That because I trust in him, I can have perfect peace. That there's just that a great calm that he can give us even in the midst of stormy times. And it is tremendous when we experience that. And I would say that's, along with happiness, that's what a lot of people are seeking for as well, is inner peace. And really we understand that, that through faith in the Lord, you experience both. And so we look to that. And as well, we see that we trust in the Lord forever, from the Lord Jehovah's everlasting strength. There's going to be times when our strength will fail, that our resources will fail, that we won't have enough to make it through what we're trying to do. And in the Lord Jehovah's everlasting strength, that he does not grow weary, and he is able to to give us strength for each day, for whatever trial that we face, whether it be physical strength, emotional strength, that He can give that to us, so that rather than falter and fail ourselves, that we can have victory and move forward. But then as well, we see in Jeremiah 17, verses 7 and 8, it says, "Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit." And we see that when we put our trust in the Lord, we know that our lives can be fruitful. We think of that, and it's, I think especially in this country, we recognize it, that we get, we don't usually get an abundance of water in this area. And so occasionally we do, but it's usually the exception, not the rule. And so when you're driving around, of course, there's not a lot of trees around. But usually when you see a really big patch of trees, you go there, and usually it's because it's around a body of water. I know it was, we were going from one field to another, and there's a big patch, and it's just an area where there's a bit of a pond there, and you can just see how well the trees will do in that time. Everything else is dry, and there's a fire ban on, but those trees are thriving, even in these hot days. And that's the thing, when we put our trust in the Lord, that's what our life can be like, that things happening around us normally would be overwhelming to us, but yet we find ourselves in a place where we can thrive. And that's the interesting thing. I know, like I found that, because in our place have built a couple of greenhouses and have them set up with low flow irrigation for them, and so when everything's working as it should, that they're getting as much water as they need to grow and to thrive. And so I've grown watermelons and other things like that in there, and when you have the water source, they don't wither in the sun. It just makes them grow all the more. And it's amazing to see. I know in the one greenhouse of mine where we plant things in the spring, and by the fall I have to send the kids in there to harvest things because I can't even fit in between everything that's grown there. It just thrives so much. And we get watermelons and other things there that, and it can just be incredible. And that's what God wants for us. And it's when we put our trust in the Lord, we put our hope in Him, we look to Him for strength, for enabling through each day, that's what we can do. We can thrive, even in difficult circumstances. And we don't cease from yielding fruit. And that's, I think we can understand that fruitfulness in our lives brings happiness to our lives. When we find that we've accomplished something, we've made a difference, that we're making progress, right? That we've helped someone in a significant way, that makes us very happy. And so we see with all of this that it is very much true what is said in Proverbs 16, verse 20, that he that putteth his trust in the Lord, happy is he. And again, it's something that for some of us, we might think that we almost assume that's not the case. It's almost counterintuitive, but we realize and we take time to meditate upon it. And so we can think of this in different ways. That first off, of course, and the biggest way, of course, is that we can put our trust in the Lord for our salvation. That we don't have to try to get to heaven on our own merits. We don't have to try to do all these good works and figure, well, I have to, that's what I'm going to get me to heaven. That no, we can trust in what the Lord has done for us, in sending His Son to die for our sins to pay that penalty. And as we trust in Him, that then we can receive eternal life, and we can pass from death unto life. And so that's where it starts, is where we trust in the Lord, that we find great happiness in the fact that our sins are forgiven. The guilt and shame is gone, that we're not going to have to pay for those sins anymore, and that we're now part of God's family. We now have a heavenly home. We don't have to be afraid of death, because we know that if we're passed from this life, that we'll instantly be in the presence of the Lord forever. And so we have great happiness in that. But as well, we can trust Him in our daily lives for guidance. We think of what it says in Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, where it says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths." That we can trust Him to guide us. That we want to learn not to do that, to lean on our own understanding, because a lot of times we don't see things clearly. We can't trust our discernment. We're reminded of the verse elsewhere in Proverbs where it says, "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." That a lot of times we can be confused and choose something we think will be good that ends up being disastrous for us. And so we can trust Him for guidance. And as we do so, and we end up where we want to get to in life, that makes us happy as well. But then also we can trust Him for strength. That we want to know that there are going to be times for all of us, even if we're as men we think we're big and strong and we can handle anything. There's going to be a time where we come to the end of ourselves, whether physically, mentally, emotionally, and we understand what Paul had to learn, that he realized that. That God's strength is made perfect in our weakness. That when we are weak, when we recognize that we need help, that we can't do it alone, that's when He comes and gives us His strength. And so, it is that thing that we have with the Lord, that when we put our faith and trust in Him, when it gets to a serious situation where we need help, we're at our wits' end, we don't know what to do, that we can call on Him and we know He's going to be there. He's not going to abandon us. He'll never leave us or forsake us. And when we seek Him, we will find Him. And He will give us the help that we need. And so we can find happiness in faith. If we put our trust in the Lord, we will be happy as individuals. All right, so that's a lesson for tonight. I hope it's been helpful to you.